Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your creator commentary track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 154, and the title is Critical Hits. The note reads, "Confidence is armor against cruel criticism." Here's the story behind the sticky. The best defense against criticism is a thick skin. But I always advise adding an extra layer or two whenever possible. It used to be that if someone wanted to say something mean about you, they'd have to do it face to face, or at least talk behind your back. The internet, and social media in particular, has made it incredibly easy for people to not only insult you in front of your friends and family, but to do it while hiding behind a computer screen, internet connection, and many times, a false persona. When your critics had to insult you to your face, they were forced to see that you were a human being, with feelings. They could see the hurt on your face. Now, it wouldn't deter many of them, but at least you could glare at them directly in the eye. Perhaps even give them a dose of their own medicine by rattling off a response of your own. I think that on social media, the critics forget you're human. Or at least they forget you, or your mom, or your kids, or your spouse, might actually read the comments they post and be impacted by their cruel words. I used to be a digital sales manager for a group of radio stations, and it was amazing what people would write about the on-air staff. The insults were beyond any sort of standard negative review and frequently crossed the line into personal insults. I would usually ban or block the person from the social feeds, and they'd be absolutely shocked, that what they posted was viewed as inappropriate. They'd apologize and frequently say, "I didn't mean anything by it," or "I didn't think anyone would even read it." Yeesh, dude, grow up. If you see something beyond the accepted norm of criticism posted about you online, remember that people don't seem to understand there is a human being on the other side of the screen reading what they're posting. Send them a private message and let them know you read their comments and take them seriously. Ask them what you could do to make it right for them or have them feel better about the situation. 90% of the time, they will apologize to you and remove or edit their own post. But be confident in yourself and be confident in what you put out into the world. Stand by it without trying to hurt them back. Let your confidence and your track record of putting your ideas out there serve as your armor against the small critics who've never created anything but attempted controversy to co-opt the creativity of others. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content's posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's yellow sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the secret audio track that I've been publishing, where I've got one audio file to go with each of the yellow sticky notes I published this year. It allows me to expound a bit on the ideas I share on the post-it note and give you the story behind the sticky, like the one I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new story and a new sticky, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.